Hello, I'm Oliver Culling, and this is the My 70s TV Childhood Quiz. Hello again, and welcome back to the 17th edition of our 1970s TV trivia-related quiz. If you're joining us for the first time, then welcome. And if you're a regular listener to the quiz and the podcast, then I thank you for your loyalty. Our quiz follows the normal format of four rounds of five questions each. Now, it's just for fun, although many of you do tell me that you take the quiz very seriously indeed. As always, you can share your thoughts on the quiz, your score, who you're playing with, what you're drinking, anything else that crosses your mind by leaving a comment on our blog at www.my70stvchildhood.com. on one of our many social media sites, or by emailing quiz@my70stvchildhood.com. Okay, so settle down, grab a pen and paper, and here we go with round one. And our first round is a new round for us. It's called American Cousins. Now, in the 1970s, we had lots of US imports on UK TV, but there were a few shows which went the other way. So for this round, here are a few UK TV shows which were adapted for US audiences during the 1970s. I'll give you the US title of the show, and all you need to do is give me the UK show's name. And here's a hint. For many of them, the clue is in the title. Okay, first off, what was the UK equivalent of Sanford and Son? So number one, Sanford and Son. Number two, All in the Family. The US program was All in the Family. What was the UK program on which it was based? Question three. Three's Company was a US sitcom. And what UK sitcom was it based on? Question four. The US show was called Reggie. What was the name of the UK show that it was adapted from? And finally, question five. The US TV show, The Ropers, was based on which popular UK broadcast programme? How was that? A good start? Well, if not, then you can try and improve in round two, which is our marathon or Phil Rouge round, which asks questions based on previous episodes of our podcast. Now, don't worry if you haven't listened before. You should be able to have a good guess at most of these. So let's play. Question one. In our recent episode on Wacky Races, we featured a rundown of all of the cars and their drivers. Who was the driver of car number three, and what was the vehicle called? So who was the driver of car number three in Wacky Races, and what was the vehicle called? Question two. In our episode from November 2022, featuring The Muppet Show, we mentioned the two old men who heckled the cast from a box in the theatre. What were their names? So who were the two hecklers in The Muppet Show? Question three. Back in July 2021, we looked back at summer holidays. And which popular and often repeated show had these lines in its opening theme? You've got to fight for what you want, for all that you believe. And question four. In March 2021, we looked back at TV shows for schools. One of them, which was a show in a show, called Sam on Boff's Island, starred an actor who would become more famous in later years. Who was the actor? And question five, our fifth episode, released in October 2020, remembered Pipkins. Now in Pipkins, what sort of animal was Topoff? Halfway through already. Right, let's go on to round three. And our next round is where we put together our Wheel of Fate round and our Name That Tune round. How it works is I'll spin our specially constructed Wheel of Fate, which will then give us a year, and then I'll feed the year into our AI-powered random theme tune generator. And then I'll ask you to identify theme tunes to shows which began in that year. All clear? No, I thought not. Okay, let's spin the wheel. And it's landed on 1970. Right, I'll feed that into our AI-powered theme tune generator and see what we get. Okay, let's play. Theme tune one. And theme tune two. Quite a short one, that, but familiar to many of you, I dare say. Let's move on to theme tune three. And theme tune four. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius. Aquarius. And finally, an old favourite of many listeners I know, theme tune five. How are those? I did get some feedback that last time's theme tunes were a little bit difficult, so hopefully that redresses the balance a bit. Well, we're on to the last round already. And this is our TV Times round, where I ask you four trivia questions on any TV-related subject. So, here we go. Question one. Who was the voice of the mysterious Charlie on the telephone in Charlie's Angels? So who was the voice of Charlie in Charlie's Angels? Question two. Which popular 70s TV show had a theme tune called Yakety Sax? So which popular show's theme tune was Yakety Sax? Question three. Who was the first head teacher featured in Grange Hill? And here's a clue. The character only made one appearance and mainly appeared just as a name on the notice board outside of the school. So it only made one appearance. And so for those of you who are thinking Mrs. McCluskey, I'm sorry, that's not the right answer. Question four. On the 6th of February 1978, the BBC broadcast the first day of the first ever World Championships in which sport? So the first ever World Championships in which sport were broadcast for the first time on the 6th of February 1978. And question five. Marion Foster and Bob Langley were the regular hosts of which lunchtime BBC show, which ran from 1972, rather unbelievably, to 1996. But what was the name of the BBC lunchtime show featuring Marion Foster and Bob Langley? And that's that. So, whilst you're checking your answers, here's the answer to last time's bonus question. I asked you, which often-used word related to our digital lives was inspired by a sketch featuring a lot of Vikings in a cafe? And the answer, which many of you guessed correctly, was spam, from the famous Monty Python sketch. Spam, 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 spam. Well, you get the idea. So, on to this week's bonus question. Fred Dinage was best known to 1970s audiences as the host of How? How? But he also was a regular on local news on Southern Television and whatever came after that. Was it Meridian that came after that? But he was also the regular relief presenter on which popular Saturday show? So as well as being the host of How, and the news anchor on Southern Television, he was also the regular relief presenter on which popular Saturday show? If you know the answer, let me know by dropping a line to quiz@my70stvchildhood.com. Okay. And so on to this week's answers. Round one, American Cousins. Question one, Sanford and Son was the US remake of Steptoe and Son. So you see, I said there was a bit of a clue in the question. Question two, All in the Family was a remake of Till Death Us Do Part, where Alf Garnett's character was known as Archie Bunker. Question three, Three's Company was a remake of which sitcom? Man About the House. Question four, Reggie was the US 1970s remake of, and you probably guessed this, The Fall and Rise of Reginald Perrin. And question five, The Ropers was the US remake of George and Mildred. So I hope you managed to do okay on that. As I say, there were some clues in the question. But let me know if you like that kind of round or whether it's going a bit too far away from our core subject. Okay, on to round two, our marathon Phil Rouge round. Question one. In our episode on Wacky Races, who was the driver of car number three and what was the vehicle called? Car number three was driven by Professor Pat Pending, and the car was called the Converter Car. So Professor Pat Pending in the Converter Car. Question two. Who were the two old men who heckled the cast in The Muppet Show? They were called Statler and Waldorf. Statler and Waldorf. Question three. Which popular summer holiday program, repeated very, very often, had these lines in its opening theme? You've got to fight for what you want, for all that you believe. It was The Flashing Blade. You've got to fight for what you want, for all that you believe. It's right to fight for what you want, to live the way you please, etc., etc. I'm sure many of you got that right. Question four. Sam on Boff's Island starred an actor who became more famous in later years. Who was that? It was a young Tony Robinson. And question five, what sort of animal was Top Off the Monkey in Pipkins? And I've just given you the answer there. Top Off was a monkey. Okay, on to our Name That Tune round for 1970. The first theme tune was the theme tune to The Incredible Six Wives of Henry VIII with Keith Michelle. Theme tune two was the spin-off from The Herbs, The Adventures of Parsley. And perhaps the lion gave it away to some of you. Question three. That was Frankie Howard's great program, Up Pompeii. Question four. There's a bit of a giveaway and in the words in the song. It was Aquarius, which was LWT's arts program before Melvin Bragg started the South Bank show. And question five, one which I know is a listener favourite because I do get a lot of comments about it. It was Cat Weasel. On to our last round, our TV Times round. Who was the voice of the mysterious Charlie in Charlie's Angels? Well, that was John Forsythe, later to become famously known as Blake Carrington in Dynasty, or Dynasty as the Americans would say. Question two, which popular 70s TV show had a theme tune called Yakety Sax? And I can't miss the opportunity to play this. It was, of course, The Benny Hill Show. Question 3. Who was the first head teacher featured in Grange Hill? And the character only made one appearance in the whole programme, but mainly appeared as a name on the notice board at the beginning of the show. And it was Mr. E. Starling. We never found out what the E stood for, but it was Mr. E. Starling. Question 4. On the 6th of February 1978, the BBC broadcast the first day of the first ever World Championships in darts. And it seems to have been a regular fixture on TV ever since. And question 5. Marion Foster and Bob Langley were the regular hosts of the BBC show, which ran from 1972 to 1996. And that was Pebble Mill at 1. So there we are. How did you get on? Are you a 70s TV genius? Or do you need to hang your head in shame? Whichever you are, I really hope you've enjoyed our quiz. Join us again next week for the next edition of our regular podcast and in a fortnight for our next quiz. In the meantime, don't forget to like, rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day and join us again soon for more from My 70s TV Childhood and the My 70s TV Childhood Quiz.